Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
Something really unusual now. Normally, what we do with our podcast, our Daily Jungle, is we hit you with the very best 30 to 45 minutes of the show that happened during that day. It's for people who might miss the show or can't find the show. But this is something different. This is the show after the show, and we have not done this before. The one single transcendent moment from the smack-off was Leffen Laguna recreating the 1996 SI photo shoot. So what we did is we took a number of the folks that were a part of that photo shoot. They came in today, came on the program, and I sat down with them to talk about how this came to be, what they remember about that day, and what today means to them. All right, y'all, this is a little bit unusual. Normally when we do our podcast, we repurpose the program. We give you the very best of the best every single day, but this is different because the smack-off was totally different. Something went down that we had never seen before. So I wanted to get the guys who made this thing what it was in the studio, some of the old school guys, to come in and talk about what just happened. Lef, I got to start with you. Now, what's amazing to me is you're a new school guy, but seemingly with a great appreciation for the old school. Where did the idea come from in that photo shoot? Why does that mean anything to you at all? How do you know about that photo shoot?
It was always about, it's been the gimmicks the last couple of years, and then this year was, okay, well, let's go old school with it. How do we still do something fun that's really good for the show and get all these guys back together and take it old school while still having some new school flair to it? So people are tweeting out the picture of the photo. And I reached out to Jim Benton. He was the first guy. And I said, hey, I know you're in this photo. And I knew Silk and a couple of the other guys. I was like, how do we get a hold of all these guys? And let's get them together. Let's recreate the photo. And we'll go old school with it.
All right. So in terms of how you get these guys and how do you find them, how did you track down Terrence? I thought Terrence was no longer amongst us. I guarantee I'm not the only one who thought so. How did you find this guy?
Terrence, you leave it to the resident stalker. Randall is actually the guy that first made contact with him about a couple of years ago at the Buccaneer in Sierra Madre. Rich in Huntington Beach spent a few weeks going out and seeing him and playing trivia night with him on Mondays. And he said, I've made good contact with Terrence and think we can get him. Let's come on out on Monday. We'll meet him and hang out. And we spent a couple days together, a couple Mondays hanging out. So
Terrence, my man, where have you been, Terrence?
Around.
So you've been around just kind of living life. I mean, do you still listen to the show? What happened over the last few years?
I was listening to the show one day and then Bollywood came on. Finding the podcast was just too many calories to burn, so. I'm sorry, Rome. But can I make one thing straight here?
Yeah.
There's no way I would be here if it wasn't for Rich.
How so? What do you mean by that?
Well, he came and got me, drove me down here. I was going to send in a recording. I recorded with Lef, but Rich came up, played trivia with me on Monday night, convinced me, said, I'll come and pick you up from Beverly Hills at 6 in the morning. Bring you down here, and I swear to God, I would not be here without Rich.
All right, so what's that tell you about the show itself, fellas? I mean, this is a room where guys go back literally decades. Like Rich, for instance, where did you come from, Rich, to be a part of this? Where do you live now?
No, not...
What? Which Rich?
Rich Flores.
Oh, Rich Flores. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No offense right. to you,
Thank
but
you.
No,
yes.
that Rich.
He's not looking for
I
the
feel like
line.
I did that.
All right, but... okay, fair enough. But to the question, who came the farthest to be a part of this? Dude, Kerwin. In fact, let Kerwin roll up on the microphone. Kerwin is a legendary caller on the program. Right, it's been a long time. Kerwin, you were not a part of the shoot, so how'd you get roped into this whole thing?
You know, I got a call one day from, I think, a 208 area code or something. And usually when people call me that, I don't know. I think I owe them money or something. So I didn't answer. But the phone just kept ringing. Rich, he's you know, he just kept after it. And so we talked. He told me what he was about to do. And I honestly, till this morning, didn't even really know what was going down. But here I am, and a chance to see you along with, you know, some of the dudes I grew up with a little bit. I had to come.
That's Kerwin in Riverside. Trapper, where are you, my man? Trapper,
right here, man. Right here.
How are you doing, brother? First of all, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great today.
Find that mic. There you go.
Doing great. There is a magic in this show and that you bring. And I'll never forget the first time I saw you at El Torito and you were buying us beers. And this guy comes up to me, buys me a beer. I said, you know, what's going to go on here today? Well, I'm Jim Rome. And you look around this room and you look at the people that you've drawn. And there is a camaraderie, there is a brotherhood, there is a love that transcends just sports talk. And you have put it together. And I'll tell you what it reminds me of. I was 16, I was surfing down ashore, and we were at Asbury Park. And we're walking down afterwards in the snow, and all of a sudden I hear this bitchin' Fender guitar. So, like the Pied Piper in Hamlin, me and my boys, we go down there. Bouncer tries to kick us out. The bottom line is, there was a magic there, too. And I go in, And we listened for a while, guys not doing any covers at all. And afterwards, I said, Spanky, get out of here. We're going to get in trouble and get in a fight with the bouncer. But the guy on the lead with this beautiful old Fender Tele comes up. I said, man, I really got to thank you for getting this in. Sasquatch over there wasn't going to let us. And he goes, do you like the music? I said, yeah, you guys are fucking great. Excuse me about that. But anyhow, bottom line is, I said, John Alexander, you up by Union City? You got a solid. Bruce Springsteen, thank you. That night, I heard some magic that I saw with you that first day. And I'm not pimping it, man. You got something going on. You look at this room. You look at these guys. You look at where we were last night, and you look at the love that you have brought and the glue that you have put together. And it's what's keeping me going right now, part of it. You keep us between the ditches. But on the other hand, I got bone cancer. They tell me it's terminal. I got my chemo going, Cleveland Clinic, if I find my way around John up there. But anyhow.
You guys wrap, you got your fam. You got your fam. You got your jungle family right here.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody's got your back.
Yeah.
Everybody's got your back.
And you've been part of it, putting it together, man. And I got the karma working. I'll beat it.
You know you do. You know you do.
I'll beat it, Jimmy. By the way, I got to say one thing. After the last SI shoot, we end up...
No more chili.
Yeah, right.
Chili, autopsy photos. But anyhow, after the last one, somehow Rome and I end up at a place called Balducci's. There's about 10, 15 dead soldiers, Heineken bottles on there. And we get in this protracted argument about... What's the best novel in American history?
See, nobody argues with you, Trapper. We just wait for you to stop talking. And then we leave. Well,
anyhow, we had to get you. I want everybody to sign this. He says the sun also rises.
Uh-huh.
Hemingway. I said it was, got to be Huckleberry Finn.
No. Cannery Row, Steinbeck.
But what everybody never knew about your man Hemingway was that he went on a three-day bender after reading The Great Gatsby. And so I got a copy of The Great Gatsby for
my
you,
man.
Too. Thanks for the time. Thanks for the karma.
Tramps like us. Silk, I got to ask you. First of all, how do we know that you're the real Silk and not the fake Silk or the fake Silk or the fake Silk?
Bro,
I got to ask you, what do you remember also about the photo shoot that day?
I was young, man. So hanging with Ira and I did a lot of road. Listen, how about this? So I'm a young kid. In my early 20s, and I hitched my wagon to Trapper and Ira, bro. It was fear and loathing in the jungle, bro. Ira walks up to Will Call and says, Ira Craig, you have tickets for me. I mean, stuff like that was crazy. But yeah, so we were up there. Ira had a briefcase of Miller Lights. Trapper had his duster on and his sunglasses. And I'm just like, I had to hang back a little, bro. I wasn't the fully realized person you see here today, bro. I was intimidated by these guys. I still am, of course. But, I just remember being kind of in awe of what was going on and the operation and also thinking, I'm in the valley? What am I doing all the way out here in the valley, bro? What is this? But, yeah, it was a really cool day. The Detolas, these were, like you said, it was a SoCal family, and we would get together, the clone stocks. It was a cool time. I mean, it's still great, obviously, but, left getting this all together, and shout out to Rich. See, so for me, it's kind of cool because these are guys I see around town a lot, SoCal's a great place, as you well know.
We all came up together. It's really an amazing thing, right? We all came up together. So people are going to come in. And, there's outrage on Twitter. Left, you gimmicky little bitch. You did it again. You knew what to do with Rome. Rome got all nostalgic.
That was my tweet, by the way.
There you go, Terrence.
Terrence sends smoke signals,
right? Rome, you're an old man. He's just tugging at your heartstrings. The fact of the matter is, hey, listen, we all came up together, man. We all came up in our 20s and our 30s. And I appreciate the new breed. I appreciate all the new listeners. But don't think for a second I'm ever going to forget how it was when we all came up. The tour stops and SoCal. It was a brotherhood. It is a brotherhood. And look at us all together, freaking 25 years later. I don't care what they say on Twitter. I don't care what anybody says to me. First of all, the call was the best call. It was a tough call. It was a tough decision for me to make, but it was a great call. But we're all here, and this means a hell of a lot to me. We all came up together. It's a fam. It's a fam.
Bro, I remember Out of Bounds, Huntington Beach.
Right.
The Charlie Browns. I mean, crazy. Taking some of my surf bros and they're like, who is this guy? And I'm like, oh, dude, you don't understand. 7 to midnight, bro. It's hot, right? You know what I mean? 5 hours.
AM radio.
AM radio.
7 to midnight.
Exactly. Like, dude, I cut my teeth with my dad on Jim Healy. So, You know what I mean? I was kind of bred into wanting to listen to sports talk on there. So, and, you know, old KMPC and all that. So when I found 7 to midnight when I was still crashing at my parents' house, this is great, man. People are talking sports and you can call in, which, dude, I just watched that 30 for 30 on Mike and the Mad Dog. There's a huge 30 for 30 here because this is the West Coast version of that. Remember, Rush was the lead-in back in the day on 690.
Yep.
So, and I mean, call your CAA, your William Morris, all those guys, and let's get a 30 for 30 going on this. You know, I need my 45 minutes of fame.
Clones, give me a second to talk to you about Ferguson. Ferguson is the nation's largest distributor of plumbing products, but their playbook goes deeper than plumbing. Pro contractors know to depend on Ferguson for the best in waterworks, HVAC, and facilities maintenance products in the game. Ferguson has over 20,000 knowledgeable associates always working for you. Combine that with Ferguson's 1,400 locations and 24/7 online ordering, and you will always have the home team advantage. See why the pros pick Ferguson at Ferguson.com today. That's Ferguson. Now it's back to our Daily Jungle.
Where's Ira, the Giants are at Dodger Stadium tonight. There's a full slate of racing at Del Mar. Ira, what are you doing here?
Romy, for me, man, it's not about what the jungle can do for you, but what I could do for the jungle, man. So I was more than happy to show up and see all the guys, man.
Dude,
it's a great time.
It's great to see you, Ira. What do you remember? Ira, what do you remember? Ira, what do you remember about last night? Ira, what do you remember about last hour, Ira? What do you remember about the photo shoot that day?
Actually, I could remember it pretty vividly. I thought until people started coming today and telling me things that happened that I didn't remember. But what I remember is what I told you before, you know, is that I had a big knuckler in the picture in my mouth, and the photographer, after about 200 shots, was like, dude, what is that? And I'm all, it's a prop. I'm Ira Craig. It's a prop. And then we went out and we burned it down in the smoker's terrarium, and you came running out after us, and you were a little upset with us, but it all worked. Yeah, I remember going to Sanctuary, but it was closed, and then we went to the bowling alley and had some cold ones, and I think we went to the Dodger game that night too. Didn't I take some people to the game?
So it was just Wednesday, right? It was just a Wednesday, Friday.
When Piazza leave you,
yeah, right.
What?
Let's not forget Ben Golliver. Come here for a minute. Ben is a respected journo, one of the best basketball minds around. Ben, how the hell? How did you get roped into this, Ben? And as a working journo, what's your sense of this whole thing?
I mean, this is amazing. I got to say, I was first listening to your show when I was probably 10, 11 years old. I had this big yellow, like, rectangle of a radio, trying to make sure my mom couldn't hear what I was listening to in the background. But as I was telling these guys, I mean, it's hilarious because I do a lot of radio hits all around. But the only time I've ever had a GM of a team get in my DMs and say, hey, what are you saying, was when I came on your show and I said Steph over Harden for MVP. Huh. Rockets GM, within 2 minutes, he's like, hey, what? You know, he wants to fight me about what I said on Rome. And it's like, that's reach. Every time I've been on your show, man, it's always like just immediate feedback nationwide. So, you know, Lef had to kind of work me pretty good, to be honest. Like, it was a very persuasive effort. I drove in from Vegas. I was in Vegas yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got here real early, but it worked out.
Thank you very much, Ben. Good job. Look at that. Left. Joe and Lemon Grove. Where's my man, Joe?
Oh, boy.
Joe. All right. So, Joe, I mean, I'm not sure, Joe, and don't take it the wrong way, I'm not sure that anybody outside of this room remembers Joe and Lemon Grove. But back in the day, on the way up, you're in the room, Terrence, you don't count. I'm talking about people outside the room. When we did that night show, my man, Joe was kind of like Raider Mike, but for hockey. But that same fire, man, he was fierce and coming. So, Joe, I never forgot you. I never forgot those phone calls. What's it like for you to be back with the fellas right now?
It's the most awesome. First off, let me thank everybody to put this together, because this is the most awesome thing in the world. This is what I came out here for. I mean, I would like to help with the call or whatever to participate with the smack-off, but being with the guys was the best part of it all. Seeing people I haven't seen since 96, you know, and It's great. I love every bit of it, and it was a lot of fun. And it's another bucket list thing, I guess, you know. And we hit another mark, so maybe in another 20 years we'll be back here, and it'll be even more interesting.
Hey, man, none of us are as good or as strong as we were back in the day. There's not going to be a pot of chili for 30 days down the way. We're not going to get smashed up down the street the way we did back in the day, but we're all together, and that's what matters most. Where's Jim Benton?
Right here.
Jim Benton. All right, now, Jim Benton, this is a name that I mean, I'm not, probably everybody in this room knows his name, but Jim, you were the webmaster back in the day. Right. The first guy who worked this thing long before there was social media, long before there was anything at all. What do you make of the new school clones and what's going on online?
Yeah, I think it's great. Twitter is just amazing. It's like the Smack Chat.
Smack Chat, exactly.
Yeah, Smack Chat. Okay. Yeah, so it's great. But I wanted to mention something. Do you remember that Michael Reagan shared your studio?
Yes, I do. Of course.
Okay, so Ira doesn't remember. He doesn't remember, but my best memory from the photo shoot was when Ira got in an argument with Michael Reagan in the hallway about the Dodgers. It was the funniest thing. And the great thing about it, Jim, is I got video of that, and I'll be showing that soon.
Okay. All right, so good. Is that behind like a paywall, or are you just going to go with that?
I don't know if you remember. I had a VHS camcorder with me, and I was filming the whole thing. Yeah. I've got the you guys doing the photo shoot, the mayor, and Ira talking. Do you remember the mayor interrupting you and during the photo shoot?
Sure,
yeah,
always.
Yeah. So that's
always
on video. Great times.
You know, it is, but the fact that Lef was able to track down as many as he did is incredible. Absolutely amazing. What do you got, Rich?
Rob, first off, man, I got to throw a thank you to you because about a year or so ago, I finally decided to call in after like 12 years and make a call. But the way you introed me, man, I felt like I was on Rome is Burning, and I really appreciate that love and respect. And when I came on, I almost like choked up and couldn't even say anything, but it was great. So I love that feeling that I've never lost it since the first day. And if I just jump into the show, it just feels like it's all the same to me. It doesn't really feel like there's been a transition of any kind, the new clones or whatever. But sports have always been my life. They still are my life. And so I dig it through and through.
No, I appreciate it. Guys, it's really important that you guys all know, and I think you feel it in the room. Hey, man, these were really formative years on the way up, blood, sweat, and tears. And I've had a pretty good run. If it were to end today, I had a much better run than I ever thought that I would have, but I wouldn't be where I am without everybody, but especially the people in this room, because when I needed somebody to believe in me, like I always believed that I had kind of a different approach and that I was willing to grind and it might work out, but you never know, right? It might be like, who's this a-hole? Where did they find this guy? When's he going back? Man, this stuff sucks. But I needed somebody to believe in me. And back in the day, you all were there. And you guys made that night show work. When I went to the midday show, you were there. You followed me there. And you went to the tour stops. And you traveled to the tour stops. And we did what we did. So I love you, fellas. Love you, fellas, very much.
Love you, too.
Jungle fam, man. Jungle fam.
Brad, don't forget about the Rome half hour that then went to a Rome 15 minutes on 11:50 and then went to a Rome 7 minutes and then went to a Rome update. Brad, I was even there for that.
You want Stuck Nuts job? Come on, man. Steve's got this already.
Oh, Brad, I listen. Come
all right, fellas. Thank you very much. 1996 was an amazing day. The SI photo shoot, and here we are 20-plus years later, and we did it again. We ran it back. It's good to see all you, fellas. Thank you so much.
All right.
Good job, boys. And there is your bonus exclusive material off of the show after the show. Hope you enjoyed that, where we brought back the crew from the 1996 SI photo shoot. It was absolutely incredible to run these guys down and get caught up. Hope you enjoyed that, and I will see you all next time.